Good morning, MGTOW men. What a fucking incredible day. I carry a couple of scapes with me for when I'm travelling. That one's just a... That's fucking brilliant, you know? It's only like... you know, 20 or 30 bucks on eBay. That's really fucking good. That's a short range kind of thing. Well, not really. You can actually see, you know. I don't have a particular penchant for spying on people. But it's good to be able to see what's going on all around, you know what I mean? And as a... as a short-range set of optics, it's actually pretty fucking good, you know what I mean? It's small, it's portable, it's light. It weighs fuck all. And... you can sort of pick people out at about 2.5 k's away quite easily, you know. Because it's got a very short length, and it doesn't weigh much. It's good for bird spotting. Good for bird spotting, all that sort of stuff. And that's just handy. It's just, you know, if you're up on a hill and you want to find out where a water course goes, you know what I mean? It's really good. And the other thing I've got is this. That's a 60 power 20 to 60 initial sort of magnification, I think it is, by 60 magnification, you know. I think that's the eyepiece in combination with the main lensing body. And yeah, we've got a straight road. I can show you this. The front lens is broken because I accidentally knocked it off a table and it landed on the concrete and broke the front lens, but it's about $55 new and still works all right. You know what I mean? It hasn't. The fact that the cunts in China wouldn't give me a replacement lens, that was one thing. You know, spiteful cunts that they are, and the fact that it's also $55 or something, and you know, it's not the degradation in visual performance because of the broken lens is you hardly even notice it, you know. So while it's still, while it might be a touch on it, a tiny little bit on, technically it's fucked, but optically it's still pretty fucking good, so it's not worth replacing it. But yeah, I tell you what, fuck, you know, if you stop in the middle of nowhere and you think, oh fuck, there's nothing going on, you know, nothing to see, you can spot some enormous amounts of really remarkable stuff, you know. Absolutely incredible. And especially out of these backward sort of places way out between towns, you'll see things from, you know, there's the short range magnification, which is good up to say 2 or 3 k's, to say, observe say a car size object at say 2 k's away, you know. But the 60 power sort of spotting scope Well, the longest range image I've ever been able to sort of get on it was on a sort of, there's a lot of dust and fucking moisture and shit in the air, and I was able to make out some small silos, wheat silos at about 46 k's away. Now granted, there's a lot of sort of dusty haze and shit in the air, you know, smoky sort of dusty, humidity, all this other sort of stuff. That's pretty remarkable. But they're just handy to have, you know. Yeah, it's also handy to know if you know some people who are fucking thieves and you know that, you know, what they're up to, you know, to take a bit of a slow drive or whatever and just sit down the road a bit and examine what's going on their property and go, oh, I know who that bit of equipment belongs to, you know. It's handy like that. But, you can just observe stuff. It's really good having optics, you know. It's really good having the capacity to look at shit that's a long way away, you know. It's handy. It's a pity that the camera mounts, you know, that you mount your fucking smartphone onto the fucking telescopes. It's a pity that those systems are so fucking shit, so that you can't get a really secure and stable connection from the camera to the telescope. Otherwise, you'd be able to take heaps of really, really good pictures with them, because the damn things are so fucking loose, you know. And with cameras and with optics, you know, and telescopes, you've really got to have huge amounts of precision and accuracy and stability. And the cheap, oh, you know, bung this on, mount your mobile phone to your fucking telescope, it's so fucked. They're really bad systems and they're really badly done, and it sort of lets the whole performance down, you know. But I'd like to have a straight through spotting scope. I mean, I don't want one back, I'd like one, but I would like to have one that's a straight through rather than an angled down type one, you know. Just that there's just differences in positioning and the way that you use them, because if you had one that was a straight through, you could set the scope up on some sort of cheapish sort of mounts, put that on the back of the tray on the ute, you know, and then you can look at things a long way off, you know. But yeah, it's not that sort of, you know, it's just interesting to be able to see things, you know. Birds and wildlife and creatures and all sorts of things, you know. It's really good. And, I'm not that interested in covertly minding other people's business, you know. I just think that sort of, be it anywhere from keeping people under surveillance for no good reason to sort of, you know, being that sort of peeping Tom type activities, you know, I think that's just fucking foul, you know. But you know, you can look at things like, and the thing is with the spotting scopes, that was the first, that little magnifier was the first thing that I ever had to be able to get at least a reasonably good look at the moon, and that was really impressive. And that's what led me to sort of buying the spotting scope. And the spotting scope was the thing that gave me a really good image of the moon, you know, a really good view of the moon. And what happened with that was, how do I explain this to people who don't know much about astronomy, you know? Well, the moon is big and round, you know, it's actually really big. It's much bigger than the swimming pool in your backyard, you know? But when the view, the sunlight and its position and all this stuff are not super exact, but when it's all sort of lining up quite nicely, you can see the sort of, there's the moon like that, you know, there's a sort of the roundness of the moon, and then you get the fucking huge big walls of fucking impact craters that are on the edge of the moon, and you can see, fuck, you know, whatever hit that was huge, and it's coming at about 1 million miles an hour. It's fucking huge, because those walls, the walls to the craters on the edge, like there's the moon, you know. How do I do this and steer the fucking car? The walls to the moon are like that, but the fucking edges of the craters, you know, inside profile, are fucking enormous. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. You know? And I seriously mean it. It was like, fuck, you know? But then I found that there's sort of limitations for the spotting scope, in that it was really good and the moon is sort of the moon is the sort of limit for it, you know, with 60 times magnification. So yeah, with 60 times magnification, in terms of celestial observations, I've got to get out for a fucking piss. Yeah, back again, that was good. But in terms of limitations, you know, with celestial sort of observations, see that sort of, I think that might be, that might be 60 by 60, which means a sort of 60, might be a 60 millimeter lens with 60, times magnification at the most, you know. But basically it gives you anywhere from, that's the equivalent to being 88, about 30 meters to about 20, from about 30 meters to about 18 meters from away from something at about 1,000 meters. That's an accurate and an approximate sort of value, you know. Yeah, so you know, so yeah, and that's really good. Well, basically, it means 18 meters. You know, it's 33 feet to about 90 feet away at 1,000 yards. You know. And you can see fucking, you know, like, if you're looking at shit, so it's 2 km away across the other side of a lake or something, you can see everything that's going on, you know. And it's pretty good, but it's like, not everything, you know. But what happens is that in terms of celestial type, which is sort of what I got it for, that little lens type thing, is you need a huge gathering area. You just need light gathering area. So, you know, so you need, what's it called? You know, like, if you want to look at Pluto's fucking way out there, you know, that's like, you know, Hubble plus, you know, magnification, and you need super brilliant atmospheric conditions, and, you know, that's the sort of outer limit of fucking technical, that's the very best to observe that, you know, like, as atmospheric anomaly correcting reflectors and stuff, you know. Giant telescopes that have, they've got little pistons behind the fucking reflectors, you know what I mean? So, as they aim big lasers up into the as they aim big lasers up into the fucking atmosphere, all the distortion of that beam, all the distortions of those beams can actually be interpolated to correlate with adjusting the fuzziness, you know, and the distortions into the reflector to correct them, like sort of, like putting sort of, if your image is fuzzy, then you can correct not the entire area of the lens, of the reflector, but you can correct for small bits of it to distort it, the reflected image, so it looks fucking, or like a really clear image, you know. And so, you know, where you really, and you're really going for fucking this absolute limits of bloody magnification. The really huge earthbound telescopes with the really fucking huge reflectors, and they have the image correction type stuff, atmospheric distortion type corrective reflectors. That's what you sort of need to observe things like Pluto, you know. But for things that are not so just staggeringly fucking huge distances away, like Saturn and bloody Uranus and Pluto, you can sort of get by with a 10 or 12 inch reflector, you know. You just can't do it with that spotting scope. It just doesn't have, the magnification type power, you know what I mean? It just doesn't have the light gathering, you know. And yeah, it's just one of those inescapable fucking issues. It's like, you know, trying to sort of get a, you need the just the sheer amount of photons to concentrate to get the image, you know. And if you just don't have enough, you can't get any sort of image acuity, you know. I'll fucking end up on that boat.